بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Speaking about the آداب of إحرام، says فعند ذلك ينوي الإحرام بالحج أو بالعمرة ويكفي مجرد النية لانعقاد الإحرام، ولكن السنة أن يقرن بالنية لفظ التلبية. So a person then, after he has done the preparations as we mentioned, by taking the ghusl, by cutting the hair and all of that, donning the clothing of ihram, person then makes the niyyah for ihram, and this niyyah for ihram is done at the miqat, or before the miqat, but not after the miqat. And the niyyah is the intention, it's not really what is uttered, but it is what is in the heart, what is understood, that is the niyyah. And the wording is there to help us along, right? And particularly in Hajj, it is sunnah to utter the niyyah as well. Because the Prophet ﷺ had uttered the niyyah, and the Sahaba had done so as well. And so a person makes the niyyah for Hajj or for Umrah. نَوَيْتُ الْحَجَّ وَأَحْرَمْتُ بِهِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَوَيْتُ الْعُمْرَةَ وَأَحْرَمْتُ بِهَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. The niyyah itself, is it only that part, or is it also the talbiyah, right? To say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Is that part of the niyyah, part of going into ihram or not? Right. Majority of scholars say that it is not part of ihram, but it is sunnah, it is additional. But to say the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. But there are some scholars, like the Hanafi madhab, that says that the talbiyah is wajib. You must say the talbiyah after the niyyah. Otherwise, the niyyah is incomplete. Because the Prophet ﷺ, once again, that is what he did. He did the talbiyah immediately after making the niyyah. And talbiyah, as we know, is well known. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. So the person starts with the talbiyah at that point. And for Umrah, he will continue then to do the talbiyah as much as he can. Or she can, until the person reaches the Kaaba and does the tawaf. As for Hajj, the person will begin the talbiyah on the 8th of the Hijjah, and the person will continue with that talbiyah up until the pelting of the first Jamarah. Right, so that will continue for the 8th day, for the 9th day, and on the 10th day, or in the middle of the night of the 9th, the person will then pelt the first Jamarah, and that is where the talbiyah will stop. For the Umrah, it continues until the tawaf. Once the tawaf is started, the talbiyah stops. So the words of the labbaik, the meaning, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Ya Allah, I am at your service. Ya, I am at your service. La sharika laka labbaik. You have no partners. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. All praise and all favors come from you. And if all kingdom belongs to you, la sharika lak. And you have no partners. So it is really a manifestation of tawheed. Our talbiyah is a manifestation of our belief. How we believe only in Allah. We don't ascribe partners to Him. And this is one of the slogans that the people in Ihram say as much as they can. And then of course, it is also sunnah to say, it says here, إِذَا عَقَدَ إِحْرَامُهُ بِالتَّلْبِيَةِ فَيُسْتَحَبُّ أَنْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ الْحَجَّ فَيَسِرْهُ لِي وَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ أَدَاءِ فَرْضِهِ وَتَقَبَّلْهُ مِنِّي. He says here, also to add this dua, O Allah, I intend to perform the Hajj or the Umrah, if your niyyah is for Umrah. فَيَسِّرْهُ لِي, so make it easy upon me. وَأَعِنِّي عَلَىٰ أَدَاءِ فَرْضِهِ, and assist me in completing its obligation. وَتَقَبَّلْهُ مِنِّي, and accept it from me. And this dua is such an important component here, if you look at the meaning. First, you are again manifesting your intention. Ya Allah, intend to perform Hajj. And then secondly, make it easy. Because only Allah can facilitate that. Right? Only Allah Ta'ala can allow for a person to complete his ibadah. And assist me. Again, you're not depending or relying on your own strength, or on your own knowledge, or on your own wealth, or on your own status. You don't rely on any of that. You rely only on Allah. وَأَعِنِّي عَلَىٰ أَدَاءِ فَرْضِهِ. And the last part, which is the most important part, وَتَقَبَّلْهُ مِنِّي. Allah accept it. The person may do all those things. He may go into ihram, he may say the niyyah, he may do the tawaf, he may even stand on arafah, wal iyadu billah. It does not mean that he has been accepted by Allah. Only Allah knows who are those people who are accepted. So that is why a person starts already from the beginning to ask that Allah should accept that particular ibadah. Then he says, يُسْتَحَبُّ تَجْدِيدُ التَّلْبِيَةِ فِي دَوَامِ الْإِحْرَامِ خصوصا عند اصطدام الرفاق وعند اجتماع الناس وعند كل صعود وهبوط وعند كل ركوب ونزول رافعا بها صوته بحيث لا يبح حلقه فإنه لا ينادي أصم ولا غائبا كما ورد في الخبر. Then it is also recommended that a person renews the talbiyah all the time and says the talbiyah all the time while he or she is in ihram. Especially at the time when people come together, it's gatherings where you meet up with people, you sit with people, etc. And again, as the transport is moving up and down, the bus is going up a hill, coming down a hill, up a valley, coming down a valley, to say the talbiyah as much as one can, getting into the transport, into the bus, getting out of it, it's all sunnah to say talbiyah as much as one can. Also of the sunnah is to raise the voice of the talbiyah slightly, to raise the voice, and this is for the males only, for the males to raise their voices slightly. In other words, it must be audible for you and for someone next to you, for example. This is for the males. But for the females, they make talbiyah that they only hear themselves, don't have to make someone else hear. There's a hadith that says that somebody was asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best hajj? Ayyul hajj afdal? Prophet says, Al-Hajj wa-Sajj. The best of Hajj is the one that while he's doing his Hajj, he raises his voice in Talbiyah. Right? Al-Hajj. Sajj is to slaughter an animal, to make sacrifice. As we know, the Hujjaj, they slaughter the animals, the dumb, the mature, or whichever dumb they slaughter, is part of the ritual. So to raise the voice slightly, but he says, no, not so much that you hurt yourself. You make your voice soft. So it must be moderate in the sense that you don't shout, because you're not calling unto someone who is deaf. Allah can hear you. Right? So you raise your voice more than what is usual, but not so much that it becomes a shouting. If Allah Ta'ala is not deaf and is not absent, He knows and He can hear what we say. It's also mentioned in the book that, not mentioned here, in other books it is mentioned that it is sunnah to make the talbiyah. You do it three times. And after every third time, the sunnah to put salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After every three times, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And added to that is, after making salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's also sunnah to make dua. To make dua. Dua is mustajab in that state. So you can imagine that person is in a very sacred state. Being in ihram, being in a very high spirit of ibadah, being very close to Allah. So to make dua after each few times of talbiyah is also sunnah. And the reason I think why also the talbiyah is so important at this point is because you rather want to busy yourself with the remembrance of Allah than to busy yourself with worldly talk. Right? Talking to people about this or that or sports or whatever. Because it's not befitting to be in a state of ihram, such a heightened spirit of ibadah, and to speak about worldly things. Speak about things that are unimportant or things that are maybe not even unimportant, wal iyadu billah, to speak things that are haram. People sit and speak things that are haram. They gossip, they backbite others, etc. while they are in a state of ihram. And this is a very, this spoils everything, contaminates everything. So it is best then, in order to avoid that, rather make dhikr, make the talbiyah all the time. Make dhikrullah all the time. Because at least, when you're doing that, you know you won't be engaging in things that are haram or even makruh for that matter. Or even mubah for that matter, even permissible things which are unsuitable. Like to speak about the sports, or to speak about what you want to buy, or what you're shopping, or what you still want to. Those are all things which is unsuitable when a person is in a state of ihram. And I think added to that is the fact that when you are in ihram, you are obviously restricted from a lot of things. You are restricted from removal of hair, you are restricted from perfume, you are restricted from a lot of things that clipping of nails, etc. So I think to counter that temperament of worry and anxiety, because a lot of times you are worried, wondering where hair is going to fall out. Some people they sit so still they don't even move from their house. Yes, because they are worried, maybe the income, or maybe the tax, maybe this. That is not required, you don't have to go to that extent, but people are worried. So I think to counterbalance that, be in the remembrance of Allah, be in the talbiyah, bring in the salawat. So that counterbalances the anxiety. Because Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will definitely find rest. So that is the sunnah of the talbiyah, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ. Remember, to say it at the beginning of the ihram is highly recommended, and according to some scholars, even compulsory, as I mentioned. The beginning of ihram, when a person assumes ihram, it is compulsory according to some, so one should not try to miss out on the talbiyah at that particular point. Allah Ta'ala alam, will speak about entrance into Makkah and what comes after that of the tawaf and other aspects. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala alam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.